Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Kasama nating muli sa programa Attorney Edmund Galvez upang ibahagi ang kanilang mga karanasan sa isinagawang repatriation flight mula Pilipinas patungong Australia at ang kanilang kalagayan ngayon sa gitna ng mandatory quarantine dito sa Australia. Magandang araw, Sir Edmund. First and foremost, welcome back. Kumusta kayo matapos ang mga kalbaryong nadaanan nitong nakaraang buwan? Una, na-stranded kayo sa Pilipinas ng halos 2 buwan dahil nga sa travel bans. But the good news is, nakauwi na po kayo. Ano ang pakiramdam?
Hi, Claudette. Thank you for having me here again for the second time. Yes, we are very grateful and thankful to the Australian government for accepting us here and also to the Australian Embassy in the Philippines.
May mga ulat na marami ang nakasakay sa mga sweeper flights mula sa iba't ibang probinsya ng Pilipinas. Ito ay contrary o talibas sa iyong karanasan. Base po sa iyong sinabi, marami pa rin ang stranded sa Pilipinas.
Yes, Claudette, this is true. A special case is a family of white Australians with a 3-month-old baby born in the Philippines. They find it difficult to process the passport due to lockdown in the Philippines. Also, the immediate family members of Australian citizens and permanent residents were not able to catch the flight because they cannot comply with the medical examination requirement for the Australian visa as the accredited clinics were closed. Further, the policy of the Bureau of Immigration in the Philippines do not allow Filipino citizens who are not permanent residents of Australia to come out or to exit unless they have been granted an Australian visitor visa and a pending partner visa application. The partner visa application was not a requirement for an immediate family member of an Australian citizen or permanent resident to enter Australia under Australian immigration laws. Yes, and many are still stranded because the 11 sweeper flights from different regions in the Philippines were not only intended for stranded Australian citizens, but with other stranded foreign nationals as well. In fact, when I went to PAL office to purchase 4 tickets for my family, I discovered that Australians were not prioritized as the seats were sold on a first-come, first-served basis with other foreign nationals. I'd like to mention as well that those Australians who live in remote areas need to pass several checkpoints to catch the sweeper flights. Now, the problem was that the Lazy Pass was released the day prior the scheduled flight, which is the 18th of April. And many do not have access to printers because of the lockdown. Unlike the Canadian ambassador who made requests for the standard Canadians to be exempted with the medical clearance requirement, the Australian ambassador unfortunately failed to make such requests for exemption as well, and it made difficult for the Australians to get the medical clearance because you can only get such clearance through the Bureau of Quarantine. You can't get that through any medical doctors. In fact, in Cebu, the announcement to secure the said document was made prior the flight schedule.
Okay, so walang advice ahead.
Yes, yes. We understand, but that was the problem we experienced.
So meaning
as of the limited time.
Yeah. So meaning to say, Sir Edmund, yung mga hindi nakapagbigay ng medical clearance, stranded pa rin, hindi nakaalis.
Yes. PAL will not allow us to enter the plane without the medical clearance. Our flight Davao to Manila was a mixture of different nationalities. Our flight Manila to Melbourne, it includes both the stranded white Australians and the Filipinos who were granted Australian citizenship.
So you took the flight from Davao Airport?
Yes, Claudette.
Flight. Maraming mga taga-Davao ang nakasakay papuntang Manila.
Marami, but there are also other Australians who are stranded there that are still waiting for the next flight. Yes, when I talked to DOT, they told me that there are 127 Australians that are stranded there, and I sent them an email today asking for them about the numbers of those who were still stranded. I'm still waiting for the reply. But certainly, there are still Australians who were stranded there.
Sir, tell us about the process of repatriation. So, ano yung naging proseso ng airline? So, yung booking, protocol nila sa boarding and disembarking, tapos ano yung protocol din inside the plane?
To get a seat for the flight, on the 11th of April, the embassy sent email to register our interest and encode our passport details. In the link, you can see options if you want to take business, premium economy, or economy seats. The ambassador then made a video announcement that the registration will end on Wednesday, which is the 15th of April. And immediately after, PAL will call Australians individually so we can pay and finally get our ticket. Unfortunately, Claudette, there were Australians who were not called by PAL despite early registration. All Australians really waited to be called, as the ambassador in his video announcement said that the April 18 flight might be the last opportunity to leave the Philippines. So what happened was that 2 days prior the scheduled flight, many stranded Australians panicked and suffered mental stress and anxiety because the ambassador said it was the only last opportunity to leave. The Australian ambassador made a subsequent video announcement on Saturday. That was the day prior the scheduled flight. He said that there will be other flights in the coming week. And also, the three destinations were not given simultaneously. The first offered flight was Melbourne, which was announced on the 12th of April. And then on the 14th of April, the embassy made a further announcement that PAL subsequently offered Manila to Sydney. And then on the 16th of April, which is 2 days prior to the scheduled flight, the embassy made another announcement that PAL opened another flight, Manila to Brisbane. The problem encountered here was that those who received the call and booked early were forced to land in Melbourne, even though they live in Brisbane. And also, PAL was not consistent with their statements on several days that flights to Melbourne and Sydney were already full. I think it's because of the limited time given to organize, but I think it's not a justifiable excuse, especially knowing that the stranded Australians already suffered mental anxiety. And I'd also like to inform that the flight was a user pay flight.
Meaning
it was not for free. Unlike overseas Filipino workers who were given repatriation flights shouldered by their overseas employers in other countries, the stranded Australians paid 1,421 Australian dollars and 41 centavos to be exact for an economy seat.
And that's from Manila to Australia. Iba pa yung sweeper flight. Do you need to pay for this?
I think this includes the sweeper flights already, Claudette. And our observation during the flight was that social distancing was not followed inside the plane. And in my personal experience, I have a previous booking with PAL that was before the lockdowns. We were not able to use that one. And we were not given a choice but to purchase a new ticket at a very expensive price. And in fact, there are some Australians who were overcharged for 2,500 Australian dollars. The other thing, the confusing thing is that what is stated in the email is different from what we experienced with PAL.
Inconsistent.
Yes, it's inconsistent.
Ano naman po yung komento ninyo tungkol sa proseso ng Australian Embassy?
Well, it was disorganized. We know the intent was to bring us. But for reasons, maybe because of lack of time and proper organization of everything, these things happen. And we hope that this will not happen again in the next flight.
How about yung proseso ng Australian government, Sir Edmund, pagdating nyo naman dito sa Australia, yung transfer from airport papuntang quarantine hotels?
The process was very smooth. The Australian immigration and the police officers were very polite to us. And in fact, upon arrival, we were required to fill up sheets for the arrangements of our compulsory quarantine. We were escorted properly and transported through a bus to Crown Plaza Hotel. And in the hotel, we were given an official document stating that the Department of Health and Human Services received information that we were affected by COVID-19 and that we must stay in detention until it is safe to leave. We understand what's happening, and we don't want to be a cause of a health problem to the Australian community. So we really understand what's happening, and we are happy to obey the Australian government. And in fact, we are happy with what they are doing. We are very satisfied.
Ilarawan niyo naman yung kalagayan niyo sa hotel ngayon. So it's your day 3, if I'm not mistaken, in Crown Hotel?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes, Claudette. Well, I can say we do not deserve this accommodation. This is too much. But we are very thankful. We are very grateful to the Victorian government. Food is for free and medications are given. And also nurses and doctors are available. There are also security personnel outside our rooms. And everyone is doing the job constantly. And they've been monitoring our condition daily.
So parang nag-staycation po kayo, sir, ng family niyo.
Yes. And the good thing is we were developing much stronger relationship with our kids, which is nice.
Yeah. What are you doing while on quarantine po? Meron po ba kayong mga activities with your kids?
Yes. I've been teaching my 2-year-old daughter alphabet letters, and we've been singing a lot of songs and nursery rhymes. So this quarantine is also beneficial to our family, I must say.
That's good. Maraming pagsubok po ang nadaanan ng pamilya niyo po, no? Ano yung susunod na hakbang niyo, sir? Pagkatapos nitong 14-day quarantine, kumbaga starting all over again, di ba? Maraming mga adjustments ang mangyayari. Back to work, back to school. Any update din po ba sa trabaho ninyo, or are you able to keep your jobs?
Well, Claudette, I really miss our home, our house in Vermont. So we are excited to go back home, and I think there are so many chores to do there because we've been away for 2 months. Yeah, with regard to my job, unfortunately, I lost my job as a migration consultant in Australia Migration Services. And unfortunately, I cannot avail with the JobKeeper program as I am short of the 1 year of employment requirements. As to the schooling of my 2-year-old, we are still waiting for the response of the child care about this new development. And we hope that she can come back to school as soon as possible.
How are you coping, sir, knowing that you have to find another job?
I'm optimistic, Claudette. I'm optimistic that I can find another job, but I'm also thankful because I have developed a strong relationship with my growing family. I have a 2-year-old and I have a 4-month-old child, and I think at this point in time, they need me than I need my job.
And finally, Sir Edmund, kung meron po kayong natutunan mula sa karanasan ninyo na pwede ding magsilbing aral sa ating mga tagapakinig, ano po ito?
It's not easy to be stranded in a place where you don't have enough support. And for those who give criticisms about what happened to us, all I can say is before giving judgments, maybe we observe due process by listening and looking to sides before making a statement, because the Australians that are stranded are also part of the Australian community. And on my part, because I'm a lawyer, this is how I see the role of the government. The government primarily exists for 2 reasons, which is to serve and protect its citizens. And I can also recall how my international law teacher in Ateneo told me before that the advantage of having citizenship is that you are entitled protection overseas. And that is the difference between a stateless person and a citizen having citizenship rights.
Thank you very much, Attorney Edmund Galvez.
Thank you so much for hearing us.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.